Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Say, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I didn't know that was coming, Brad. I forgot that part was coming. I'm Heidi Harrison for Annie Fry today. He said, you're live. My mic was on. See, that's what that means. And then I forgot they put that other. I should know. I know her intro, certainly. And I forgot that little part was coming.
We've changed it up. We've shortened it a little bit.
It's a great intro. I think it's excellent.
Yep.
So Brad and I are here today. No Wiggins. No Annie. They're off, but they'll return soon. Tomorrow you have Ryan Recker in for Annie Fry, who's a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great people.
Yeah. Great hosts, too, to fill in.
Well, you know, it's always fun. I used to do a Sunday night show, some people may remember, here on 97.1 FM Talk. And once in a while, I'll sit in for Mark Cox or Reardon or Annie, depending on the situation, depending on whether I can do it or not, which is nice. Always fun to hang out with you guys. All right. Melania Trump was giving a speech and talking about AI. So we're going to play that audio for you and talk a little bit about the whole concept of the robots and the drones and all these things that are coming. Let's start with Melania Trump speaking.
Technology is changing the art of war. Predictably, AI will alter war more profoundly than any technology since nuclear weapons. The most significant change will be speed. Speed in weaponry, decision-making, detection, attack, and defense. Artificial intelligence will take center stage in the theater of war. It already plays a meaningful role on the battlefield. Of course, it is the Marine who will always play the most critical role in realizing mission success.
Yeah, Melania Trump was speaking for some troops, and God bless her. She's right about that when it comes to AI. You think about the little robots, you think about the drones they're already using, Ukraine, Russia already using these kinds of things. It's incredible what they can do now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't seek these videos out, but some of these videos that come out of the Ukraine, out of that Russia-Ukraine conflict, that war over there, are heartbreaking. But like drones just sneak up on people and then blow them up. And and she's talking about, you know, how AI and decision, like right now, these drones are being piloted by human pilots. Some of the things that they do to, you know, there's jamming technology. Well, they've switched to fiber optic wires that allow them to control and you can't jam those. And like there's videos like you'll go across the field and they'll hold their hands through it and it'll be like spider silk laying across. And they're all fiber optic cables from drones that have gone through there. But at some point, they're going to get to the point where those drones are controlling themselves, and it'll be AI controlling those drones.
Right. Right. That's the whole thing. Now, we're not talking the RPAs that they shoot off outside of Vegas, these big ones that are huge. We're talking about these little ones that do a tremendous amount of damage. And, you know, AI is an issue. I know everybody's all worried about AI and, oh, you know, we've got to stop it. We can't stop it at this point. You were saying, we were talking before the show, Brad, you use AI a lot. I use it pretty often.
Yeah, I use it on a daily basis. I use it.
What do you use it for?
I use it for post-show production stuff. Help me correct titles, spelling, punctuation, look stuff up. You know, I even like if you really, really wanted to, you can enter in. You could drop the audio of the show into an AI, and it will be able to give you a one paragraph summary of that audio, tell you what happened.
Absolutely.
You know, and write copy for you if you wanted. So
give you a transcript, give you all that kind of stuff. That why should you sit around and do that kind of? And you're not, you know, and it's not, you're not taking away somebody's creativity. You're the creativity of the show is still there. You're not taking away from anything Annie does or you guys do on the air. You're just, it's just the post, as you mentioned, the post stuff, and you want to put all the description up and all these other things.
All those YouTube shorts that I post, I use AI to create those. It's an AI program. I take the video, the section that I want, and I put it in there. It adds the words. It works on, like, it does rough cuts. I have to go back in and kind of correct its homework, but it does rough cuts of the video, of the cameras and all that other stuff. And it takes what would be, I don't know, a 2 to 3 hour job and makes it maybe a 30-minute job per video.
Wow.
Just knocks them right out.
That's a big deal. I mean, it's just, and it's changing so quickly. And I know that I don't use all of what AI has to offer. You know, I don't even follow in this, but Tyler Perry, and I happen to think he's enormously talented. Tyler Perry has just canceled like an $800 million investment. And I think it was a studio or a building that he was building.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's looking at, what's the thing called Sora, S-O-R-A? Sora?
Yeah.
It makes
movies. Yeah. There's a company out there that has an AI actress. I cannot think of the name that they've given it, but it's an actress that looks real, and they can put her, it's a female actress, that put her in any film, do any type of acting that they want it to do. And they're like, we'll sell you our client, basically. So they've removed the actor and the actress out of the equation, and you rent this AI model from them.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I was kind of following. I'm in Nevada, for those who don't know, and we just recently had a situation where the film industry was trying to get us to give them film credits so they could build this big studio in Nevada, which would have been a disaster for everybody. Okay, they're a bunch of grifters from L.A. Nobody needs them here. Okay, fix your own industry. Don't come here and ask for tax breaks, okay? By the grace of God and one vote, it was beaten back for now, okay? And so I was looking into more of the history of how it got so bad in Hollywood. All right. Now, I don't watch a lot of the garbage. A lot of it's junk. I get all that. But you see all kinds of stuff online. I mean, and I don't pay for these, but all these streaming services that are constantly advertising, all the stuff's being made, yet there are no jobs. And according to what I've looked at, these things were already built. I mean, they're already done.
Yeah.
All of these productions were done a year ago, things like that, right? So there is no new work. And one of the things that they were saying in some research I was doing was, remember when they went on strike, the writer's strike?
Yes.
Remember
that? Yeah.
So when they went on strike, what it did is, it, my understanding, here, I'm not an expert on Hollywood, but I don't want to be, but what they did is all of these production companies took that time to look and say, you know, we really don't want to spend money on actors. We don't really, you want to be, you know, snotty about it. You want to shut everything down for months on end because of the writer's strike. But we're not going to put up with that anymore. Robots don't complain. So then, and of course they were concerned about that. But the next thing you know, you've got AI doing all of these things. And studios saying, you know, I don't have to spend money on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, and it's also my understanding, too, that that's like the main concern that the writers in that writer's strike had.
Right.
Was like, you know, what protections are we going to put in place for us for when AI rolls around? Ryan Wiggins did a story on this yesterday or the day before, where he was talking about how AI is writing short stories, and they put a blind test up amongst people, and AI was actually writing the preferred stories. People would choose the AI written short story over the human written short story.
Wow. Well, you know, and sadly, you read your average news story anymore, and a lot of them prior to AI aren't written correctly. Grammar's not great. Mm-hmm. Spelling's not great. All these kinds of things. And now AI's writing these things with a lot of accuracy. And I just don't know how you put the genie back in that bottle. I don't see how you do it. I am starting a new podcast. I have one I've been doing for a long time called Heidi Hare Show. Haven't done many lately because I was dealing with my mom who was sick for a long time. But anyway, find them on the Odyssey app. But I am starting a new one that's not political here in a few weeks. And I have a theme song that I've created for it that's done with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It has vocals and everything in it.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't know musicians who could play it, because I do, but I'm not a writer, you know? And so how many people will want to do things like that going forward? And I'm almost embarrassed to say that, because my father, my entire life, was a professional musician. That's what he did for a living all of his life. And that's how he supported his family. My dad fought. He fought back in Vegas when they went on strike in the 80s. He fought and walked the picket line to stop them from using recorded music instead of orchestras. And think of how far we've come since then.
Man, it's interesting, too, because like where the real AI kind of takeover is starting to happen is in the creative fields. And we and the thought was prior to this, like that would be the one safe haven. AI, a computer model, wouldn't be able to create art. It wouldn't be able to write songs. It wouldn't be able to make music. And it is, like you said, you used an AI program to create a theme song. I've listened to people who have taken Psalms of David and put it in AI and then said, hey, use this to write lyrics and make it in the form of blues. And it's phenomenal.
It'll be better than most of what's played in churches today.
It writes amazing music, you know? And
does it repeat the last line 20 times? Tell me.
I don't think it does. It takes, you know, it does like a creative interpretation of the psalm and writes it in whatever genre music you want.
Wow.
I saw a song, and it was The Mortification of Sin. So it was a sermon by, I can't think of his name now. But anyway, he writes this sermon called The Mortification of Sin. And it pared it down into a 2-minute rock song.
Wow.
And it made a great song. And you're like, what is, you're blown away.
Wow.
But like the creativity of it, and we're barely scratched the surface. I don't think that AI is going to replace humans, but man, it is going to change the world in ways that I don't think we've comprehended yet.
Well, and when you look on, for example, when you look on social media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I took a screenshot of this the other day. If you've ever tried to type in the word God and misspelled it, just because my fingers, you know, I've got fingernails and I don't always hit the buttons mm-hmm. in the right place, right? So I'll put G-I-D or something mm-hmm. like that, right? And when you do that, it, you know how it gives you options for what you really meant to say? Never does it ever say God.
It's
ever.
Wild, right? It's
right.
But
that's a concern, because these same anti-God tech people are the ones in charge of AI. Now, I don't talk to the AI person that I, you know, whatever you want to call it, that I use. I don't have philosophical discussions. I'll say, can you create a graphic for me about this? Mm-hmm. Can you, what about this? I asked it the other day how to put, I was going to put a backsplash in my camper and I need to put it, but where I live, it's so hot in the summer, anything you put peel and stick will peel right off in the summer inside your camper, right? So I'm like, what kind of adhesive will hold up? Gives me a whole list. I mean, that is handy, but having a philosophical discussion or discussion about God with AI, that's how people go down the rabbit hole and wind up killing themselves. And there have been situations where people have done that because the AI thing is feeding off of them. That's when you've got to go, wait a minute, it's not a person I'm talking to here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't look for them to write your sermons.
Well, right. Don't look for them to give you any kind of truth other than what kind of adhesive can stand up to 120 degrees.
Well, and then the other side of that, you know, it's still a machine. It's ones and zeros. And what can ones and zeros know about things of a spiritual nature?
Nothing.
It's different. Right. It's different topics. It's different realities.
Right, exactly. One on the message line, somebody said, yeah, I only ask AI what is. I don't ask for an opinion. Exactly right. That's what it comes down to. But there are people who will talk to it like it's their buddy, and that's when you wind up in problems. It's like anything else. It's like any tool. It can be scary if you use it the wrong way, or it can be helpful if you use it the way we use it.
Right.
But it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere, and it's going to take more and more Hollywood jobs. That doesn't make me cry too much. To be honest with you, I'm sorry for these people. I'm sorry. Is that me? I guess it is. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. She takes a couple of well-deserved days off. Ryan Recker will be here with you tomorrow. Just me and Brad. Or my mother would say, Brad and I. My mother would always correct me.
Just like it's not good.
No, it's great. We got Wiggins, who's in that job like the rest of us.
Lucky everybody gets to hear us.
Well, you know what? That's exactly right.
Variety is the spice of life.
You know what? I think you're right about that. We were talking about AI and the whole thing. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the fact that AI is programmed, at least certainly I am and a lot of other folks, by godless people. Mm. You know, I mean, and here's what I still want to know. Who's Durant? If you have an iPhone, you try to type in doesn't and always comes up Durant. That's got to be some, right?
I've never had, my iPhone has never auto-corrected to Durant.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't even know anyone named Durant. Anyway, but when you have godless people who don't like you talking about that kind of thing, and that happens on X too. It happens on X. It happens when you're texting. These are godless people. And who knows what they're going to do with AI, the way they're going to program it to have people. You know, here's the scary thing that a lot of people are very concerned about. And when I say scary, I don't mean that I'm walking around in terror, because Brad and I know who wins this game.
Yeah.
We've seen this movie. We know who wins at the end of the book.
We've read the book all the way to the end.
Read the book all the way to the end. We know we win. But that doesn't mean that bad things won't happen between now and then. Yeah. Right? A lot of people are concerned that AI could start a war. In other words, somebody puts a video online using Trump's face, Trump's mouth, whatever, and says something that starts a war. And that is possible, or somebody else.
Man, I'll tell you what. They're already doing this on Facebook, on different social media platforms with ICE. They're posting fake videos, AI-generated videos of things going really wrong with these ICE raids and these ICE arrests. Stuff that isn't happening. And there are I don't know if you go on Reddit or if you've been on Reddit, but there are all sorts of people keyed up on Reddit. Like, look at how these fascists are treating these people. And it's like, this isn't even a real video. This is a fake video. So, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily AI that's causing the war, but it's people using AI to stir up trouble. How do you get a group of people riled up? And you know what? I'm not even here to say that it's the left or the right that's doing it, because what our adversaries in the world want is conflict within the United States.
That's right.
They want us at each other's throats. And if we're at each other's throats, then we can't stop them from doing whatever it is. So I'm looking at your Chinas, your Irans, your Russias, any country that you would think, I want the United States to be in utter chaos. That's who's stirring stuff up.
Right. Absolutely right. That is true. And look what they did during COVID, how they pitted us against each other, how they put some store clerk in charge. And I'm not talking badly about store clerks. I've done all those jobs. I'm not saying that at all. But they put that person in charge of telling me to put a mask on. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been that person's job. If you want to have somebody tell me to wear a mask, it should be security, not somebody who's stocking the shelves. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of thing that happened. And I mean, this is the kind of thing they did in Nazi Germany, and they've done it throughout human history. Get us to turn on each other, and that keeps us busy. And then government, because government can't be everywhere. So get us to turn each other in and get us to hate each other because of some. I mean, I have people all over the political spectrum as friends. I do. I don't just hang out with one group of people. I'm not going to let government decide who my friends are. I mean, there are people who, if you have no values at all, we're not going to be friends. But the idea that everyone has to be lockstep in order to be your friend, I mean, that's also what benefits government.
Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about lockstep. I think of purity test. You aren't you aren't really what. The one that bothers me is MAGA. You aren't really MAGA if you don't believe A, B, C, and D. And it's like, we've built a big tent party. That's how Donald Trump won the election in 2025, by building a big tent party. There is room for freedom of thought within the MAGA tent. Let those ideas come out. Let them be debated. Let the bad ones be left in the dustbin of history.
Right. Right.
I don't have a lot of patience for purity tests.
No, I don't either. And that's also done intentionally to try to divide us. You know, you're not MAGA enough. If you say anything negative about Trump, like I put on my Facebook page, by the way, you can follow me on all the socials, Heidi Hare Show. But I put a thing about Trump talking about Khashoggi. You know, he's got the Saudi Arabian Prince Band-Aid, whatever his name is. Just kidding. That's what I call him all, Prince Band-Aid. He's meeting with him. I don't. I can't.
You call him that?
I just, because I'm funny, and I just do. But... okay, doesn't that cover all of them, the whole category?
I don't know.
So Prince Band-Aid's in the country. And then Trump is talking about Khashoggi and basically saying, oh, well, things happen. He didn't really know about it. Yes, he did know about it. Okay? And I'm posting on Facebook, don't lie about it. Now, I voted for Trump 3 times. I'm glad he's my president instead of Biden. But you have to be intellectually honest and say, that's wrong. You can't say Prince Band-Aid didn't know about Khashoggi getting murdered. He knows everything that goes on in his country or anything involving his country. He knows all about this. So anyway, I don't want to yell and scream about that. But yeah, but there are people who will do that, won't they? If you say anything Trump's done wrong, oh, you're anti-Trump. No, I am not anti-Trump.
Well, and that's the accusation, you know, too, that flies at you from the left. It's like, oh, you're just a Trump sycophant. No, listen.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me liking the majority of what he does for me being in agreement with 100% of what he does. There is not a person on the face of this earth that I'm 100% agreement with on anything. And it's such a belittling standard to say about somebody. It's like, oh, you don't have your own thoughts. You just do whatever he tells you. That's
right.
That's what they want to say. Donald Trump doesn't tell me to do anything. But Donald Trump is the one that ran for office that is most like my views, which is why I voted for Donald Trump.
Right. And the people who, you know, I have my oldest friend since junior high, actually since about seventh grade, is black. Okay. Not that matters. But she and I disagree on politics and things like that. The race is coming into it, guys. Just stay with me. And we had a conversation. We've been friends literally for decades. And we don't agree on politics, but I love her to death. She's my oldest friend. And so we were talking a while back, and she said, well, Donald Trump's he's a racist. And I said, okay, I'm listening. Nothing. Crickets. I said, I'm listening. Maybe I missed something. Tell me how he's a racist. She could not back it up. I still love her. She's my friend forever. And she's going to be my friend forever. But the idea that you just throw these things out there with no proof whatsoever, but this is what government wanted you to do. I have a relative who was pretty nasty to me during COVID because we had different attitudes about shots. And I have chosen to get over it, move on with it, and have him back in my life because I love him and value him as a human being. And I'm not going to let government win and tear me apart from somebody I do love.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you're letting government win, when you decide to allow this kind of thing to divide you, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's, I mean, a divided populace is an easily controllable populace.
That's right.
So, yeah, yep. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to have difference of opinions. But again, like you said, at the end of the day, especially with Thanksgiving rolling around and you're going to
go see
the families and you're going to have family members that are diametrically opposed to you politically. but they're still your cousin. They're still your aunt. They're still your uncle. They're still your brother. They're
just
still your
bring
sister.
Bring a lot of wine. Don't. Have some before you get there if you have to. Have a lot of wine and just keep the sharp implements in the hands of just one person.
Just remember that they're family and that you love your family. Right. And their political, your political views do not prove you as moral or immoral. They're your political views. That's it.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to decide whether you're going to love somebody or not. And if I don't like you, it's because you're a jerk, not because you're a Democrat. That's how I roll. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry, hanging out here with Brad, just the two of us this afternoon. But that's enough, don't you think, Brad? Not that we don't love Wiggins, because we do.
We are enough.
We are enough.
You know what, there though? The show stays on the rails when Wiggins isn't here. So, like, he has a way of derailing the show.
He goes sideways, doesn't he? Like, I don't even know where he is.
In the best way, but still.
No, he's the best. He's a great guy. But it's true. You know, sometimes sideways is good.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new survey done from the Harris Poll. No relation to me, by the way. That showed they surveyed 2,100 Americans over the summer, including 728 who make $100,000 or more annually and about 300 who make at least $200,000 a year. Listen to this, though. This is so interesting. I hate numbers on the radio, so trust me, I'm not going to give you a lot of numbers, okay? But members of this six-figure earning class tended to agree that they're in survival mode.
Oh, that's
survival mode, making $100,000 a year. But listen to this. The survey found, and this shocked me the most, the people who use the buy now, pay later are the people who make six figures for the most part. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I've never used one of those things. You know, the buy now, whatever. What are the things called? Not putting it down for people who do it. What?
6 months, same as cash, that sort of thing?
Yeah, or there are different little apps that you can use where you just buy now, pay later. I can't think of what they're called.
Okay.
But, you know, pretty much anything you buy, you'll look and you ignore it if you don't use it, but you'll see it at the bottom. And credit cards are the same way, but obviously these buy now, pay later things are becoming a big deal. But they're saying they're barely getting by and they're putting expenses on a credit card when cash is tight. And here's the crazy thing. And by the way, once again, we're talking people making six figures, okay? One or 200,000 or more. 44% indicated they feel one unexpected bill away from financial chaos.
I would believe that. I would.
But these
would
are people
absolutely.
Making... Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're making six figures, but housing is up. Housing is way up. Rent is way up. I mean, don't underestimate what happened with that 9% interest year over year from the Biden administration for several months. That has a way of eating into your savings account. And I would also venture a guess to say that not a lot of people actually think about putting away money from a paycheck for savings. For a rainy day. They don't think about that. So, it says $100,000, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, all it takes is one unexpected expense, especially if, it's a medical expense where you have to miss work and work isn't, you run out of sick days or something like that. Yeah, it doesn't take much to offset the apple cart whenever you're balancing on a knife edge.
You know, that's true. I saw a video the other day. You know, the guy on the Dave Ramsey show, George, one of the guys who sits on the desk with him and talks. Yeah. Okay. He went down to Disney World and he was talking to people about their debt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Disney World, I don't know what it costs per day. Probably a couple $100 per kid per day.
Depends on what you're doing.
And that's before you get an ice cream cone or whatever else, right?
Get in is expensive. And then, there's...
Yeah.
Well, you know why Mickey Mouse wears gloves, right?
Why is that?
So you can't see his fingerprints on your wallet.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
So, yeah, it's expensive to be at Disney.
Yes, it is. So if you were at Disney, if you were going to be there, would you not? I'm just saying, if you had car payments that were, you ready for this? I was shocked. $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
And you were an average person, where would you be in Disney World?
Well, of course, because I deserve this. I need this. I mean, we've been talking about it all show. I mean, we've talked about it in the instance of health insurance and food security, and then you get to the theft in Home Depot. That attitude is pervasive. I know I can't afford it, but I'm so stressed out from what I'm doing that I have to go do this anyway so I can relax.
so true. That's how I justify it when I get off the air and go right to a fast food drive-thru.
Get you some McDonald's. Get them chicken nuggets.
I'd something, because I say, I'm too tired to cook.
I deserve
this. I just
talk
for 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever show I'm doing, and I'm too tired to cook. I deserve this. I'm hitting the drive-thru, yeah, yeah, you know?
I'll deal
with
it later.
That's what I say to myself. Yep. Exactly. I'll deal with it later.
Buy but now, no, pay later.
Right, buy now. That's true. You buy it now and you do pay later, your health and everything else. But I was fascinated by that. This lady, and this, she's just an average person, you know, which, you know, we all are, but just an average person making average money, $1,200. Plus, she had like $100,000 in student loan debts. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm, that is crazy.
And the minimum, when you pay the minimum in your student loan debt, you don't pay down debt. It gets bigger. You can spend your entire life making every minimum payment, and you will have more debt at the end of it than you did when you started. And you're talking about like, oh, $1,200 in a car. And I don't know if people have stopped and thought about this. So you're assuming she's at Disney because she's got a family, she's got kids. Well, most moms, most parents want a good, safe, reliable vehicle to haul their kids around in.
Right.
So they want, but I don't want to drive a minivan. So they got to get like a Suburban, a Yukon, something along those lines. And those are $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, depending on how you're getting them kitted out. Like, gone are the days of the $30,000 Suburban and the $10,000-$15,000 entry level car. You can't get into a new car for less than $30,000 anymore.
Oh my gosh, I had to finally give up my beloved Nissan Xterra that I had for 20 years. I loved that. Okay, you're not supposed to love anything that can't love you back, okay? Loved this car.
Cars.
I know. 215,000 miles I put on this car. And the only reason it lasted as long as it did is my husband is a great mechanic. So we had to do various things to it. But loved that car. Loved it. Never got tired of driving it after all those years. But finally, he had put a lot of work into it. And then something happened that I was stuck in traffic one time. And I'm sitting at a light. And all of a sudden, the car just shuts off. And I went, but I had my dogs in the car, no leashes, just running a quick errand. And I'm like, what? My car just shut off? I'm like, okay, I'm done. I am done with this, okay?
Yeah.
So sold it. My husband fixed that problem. And I at the time, my mom was sick in California. I had to make a lot of drives back and forth. So I had to get something reliable. Broke my heart. Love that car. Still wish I hadn't sold it. But the point is, to buy that car today would be $60,000.
Yeah.
That, and to get the car I bought now, I like, it's okay. It's not my Xterra. You know, it was raining in Vegas the other day, puddles everywhere. I'm like, where's my Xterra? I love driving through the puddles real fast and, you know, walls of water. You know, I can't do it anymore. And I'm just like, it's okay. But, you know, you're right. Yeah. $30,000 is for a starter car now.
Well, and here's the other thing too. You know, it's like, okay, you want to get a new young person starting off. You don't want to get yourself buried eyeball deep in debt and so you want to buy a used car. There is no such thing as an entry level used car anymore. I don't know if you remember Cash for Clunkers. So the old beater car that you used to buy for $600-$700. Well, that's what everybody was trading in Cash for Clunkers. Anything nice worth of value, people didn't trade that in. They traded in the stuff that was like the starter cars, and it removed, because like whenever it got traded in, it went to the dealership, and the dealership had to destroy the engine. They dumped something in it while it was running, and it just grenaded the whole engine, so you couldn't use it anymore. And then it went to the crusher, and it was smashed for scrap metal. It removed hundreds of thousands of cars off the market that would have flooded it. And so even used cars are expensive now.
No, that's a great point that you make, because I have a friend who owns a couple of car lots, and he owns used car lots. So his customer is just the average person who may or may not have great credit, a lot of income, whatever. He's a very ethical person. He's not one of those ripoff guys, been in the business for years. And when Cash for Clunkers happened, that's what he told me. He said, my customer is a young family who doesn't have a lot of money, and they want a car like a Xterra or a Toyota pickup or something like that. They want to be able to have something they can put their kids in, an old 4Runner or something. That's all they can afford. They have a couple of kids. Those cars are all going into the landfill. To your exact point, that's exactly what he said. Yep. He said, my customer needs those cars because that's all they can afford.
Right. But the government's like, no, we got to get these cars off the road for the environment. We got to save the environment. And they will save the environment at the cost of the human race if they think they can.
Right. You know, the truth is, they want you living in your car, they want you eating bugs, and they want you showering at the gym. That's what they want.
What's the saying? You will own nothing and be happy?
Right. And you will shower at the gym, mm-hmm. and you will eat bugs, and you will live in your minivan in the corner of the parking lot and make YouTube videos to survive and talk yeah. about how you have a little toilet that you pull out off the side yeah. of your minivan, your cassette toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll be happy.
Yeah, it's
but that is true. I mean, when you look at how many people can't buy a home anymore, there are where I live, 500,000 houses in the valley are owned by investment companies. Oh, half a million.
I hate that.
Right. So the average person can't even get a starter home anymore. I mean, it's tough out there these days.
Well, and the regulations in building homes for builders are so high that you can't even build a profitable starting home. Builders need to make profit. I'm okay with builders making profit. But yeah. like in Illinois, every new construction is required to have an EV charger installed. The grids in these neighborhoods that they're building them can't handle EV chargers for every home. But J.B. Pritzker signed a law saying that you've got to have that in there. That's one wow. more added expense. One more thing, you know.
So every neighborhood, Pritzker signed for every neighborhood where there are new
every
homes?
New construction has to have that EV charger in it.
Wow. In every house or like at the end of the street? Or how
no,
does
no,
that
no.
work?
Every home. Every single home in that neighborhood has to have an EV charger.
Wow. And they never stop, do they?
No. But why are they doing it? Well, it's for your own good. We will save this environment come hell or high water.
Right.
And they're running people yeah. out of homes. They're running people out of lives. They're making life impossible.
They are. Young people don't even, a lot of them don't even dream of owning a home. They've just kind of given up on
yeah.
all that.
Average
they just
age
say
of,
the heck with
of new home ownership is like 40 now?
Something like that. Yeah, I looked it up the other day. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah. It's higher than it's been in a very long time because young people are like, I can't afford this. It's sad. It's done intentionally. This isn't an accident, folks. It's done intentionally, and that's unfortunate. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Good song. Mark Reardon coming up here in a minute. Looking forward to that. I'm Heidi Harris in for Annie Fry. Annie's taking a couple of well-deserved days off, leaving Brad and I to handle everything. No Wiggins or anything. No Ethan, but we're having a good time.
Yeah. Ethan's working with Reardon. They're going to have a great show for you next.
Oh, fun. Okay, great. See? Ethan used to be my producer on Sunday nights, but I'm glad he's doing. He's just doing so well with the sports announcing. He yeah. really is. We talked about that earlier, but he's just so, so talented. It's nice yep. to see people get into something that they're really good at and find it really early in life. Yep. Took me a long time to figure out.
Sky's the limit for
a
him.
A lot of things. Yeah, it is.
It's going to be written. I'll tell you what. It's going to be really cool whenever he's calling a game nationally or something like that. And I'm like, hey,
oh, yeah.
I used to work with that guy. He was awesome.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Herb Street is, watch out, Herb Street, because he's coming for your job. You know? And I say that because he still does call. You don't watch the NFL, though, right?
No, I don't watch the NFL.
Bitter. You're bitter?
Yeah, very bitter.
About
very
the Rams?
Bitter.
Okay.
I'm so bitter that I am against the idea of Stan Kroenke giving money to Mizzou to make Mizzou's football team better. I'd rather Mizzou just be bad than take
his
money.
Okay, that's how bitter you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Super bitter.
All right, well, I still like the Chiefs, even though they're probably not going to get in the play. Isn't it weird how they don't? Nobody, I'm not going all KMOX on you because I'm not a news expert or a sports expert, but I do like to watch it. Nobody seems to be talking about the fact that the Chiefs may not get into the playoffs at this point. I mean, they're way back now.
What is the record? Because I haven't even been paying attention.
They were 5-4, I believe.
Ooh, that's not great.
To look that up.
But I also saw
and then you got
saw that the Bears were yeah. 7-3.
There's some bad. Well, they're not. I live in Raiders town, where the Raiders suck and still have sucked and always have sucked. They're a horrible team. They're just a horrible team. And there's some good players on there who should be on better teams. They really should be. But I know some people don't like the NFL. I like it.
There's a lot of people in St. Louis that have moved on and have picked their teams. They've gone to the Bears or the Chiefs or wherever. I mean, every now and then we broadcast Chiefs games here on 97.1. I don't know when the next time we're going to do one is, but usually whenever there's a conflict between Cardinals and football, yeah. we'll get the football game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I don't watch a ton of sports. I do like sports. I don't watch a ton of it. I did watch the World Series. I don't like the Dodgers, but I'll tell you what. When it came down to the World Series, who was it? It was Canada or America.
Thank you.
So you had to go with the Dodgers.
Thank you.
Right?
Ethan and I had a big conversation. He's like, but they're the underdog. I was like, I don't care. They're Canada. And I was like,
that's right. Oh, Canada.
USA. I don't care. Like, what is more American than buying your World Series was what the Dodgers did. That is the most American thing I can think of. That is capitalism. We ain't doing whatever. Like, we ain't sharing runs like they do up there in socialist Canada, America's evil top hat.
How much are they paying Shotani? Like $30 million a year or something?
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Good for him.
He's worth it. He's worth it, my friends.
Yeah. I don't know if he's worth it or not, but good for him. He's making his money.
You know what? Yeah, there was just something about it being up against Canada. I lived in Canada when I was in sixth grade. I actually started sixth grade there. I'm born and raised in America, but my divorce family, boring story. but I started sixth grade in Canada, so I had learned how to sing Oh Canada every day. Oh Canada. It was back in the day. I was in Ontario, Canada. But yeah, I was glad to see America win.
I've listened. You know, I'm a big hockey fan, so I get to hear the Canadian national anthem a lot. And that is an impressive song to hear. I've never not heard it sung operatically. Like, I don't know if
it's a good song, and it's easier to sing than the national anthem. As somebody who has sung the national anthem, that's not my best tune. It's a lot easier to sing than the national anthem. A lot easier.
Oh, Canada
to sing.
Is.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, much easier than our song. Yeah, yeah.
Well, as somebody who can't sing, they're both pretty hard.
Well, oh come on, have a couple beers and hit the karaoke bar. Of
not
course
a
you
chance.
Can sing.
No way.
And your friends will cheer you on and say you're fantastic.
Yeah, those are the same friends that want you to do the door kick challenge. No, thank you. They don't have my best interest in mind.
See, is that where it all comes down? When people sit in a karaoke bar and they tell you you can sing when you can't pick up, you can't carry a tune if it had handles on it, and they cheer you on, is that where everything got screwed up? Like everyone gets a trophy, everyone can sing.
No, listen, right? You're misunderstanding why they're cheering. They're cheering you on for their own entertainment. They think it's freaking hilarious, and you think you're killing it, and they're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you.
Because you're so tone deaf that you don't even hear it.
You don't realize how
saying?
Bad you're doing. Yes. But that's what friends are for, right? The real friends are the ones that make fun of you in your darkest time.
But does anybody should you even go to a karaoke bar if you can actually sing?
I know of some people that do. Like they like to be the one that makes everybody go, "What?" that's good.
Oh yeah. You know where the word karaoke comes from?
No.
It's Japanese. My sister-in-law's Japanese. It's karaoke, empty orchestra.
Perfect.
That's where the word comes from.
That is perfect.
See, I'm telling you right now.
It doesn't get it. That is the most aptly named thing.
Empty orchestra. Yeah. Well, but you look at all the things that people get applauded for now. Mm-hmm. That they don't really, you know, somebody ought to sit people. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to karaoke if you can't sing. I'm not saying that at all. Okay, have a good time. Who cares? But there are a lot of things that people do, and I've known people over the years, and I'm sure you have too, who are really frustrated because they're in the wrong job. Mm. You know, they don't have the talent for the job that they want. And instead of being, have you ever watched American Idol auditions? Need I say more?
Yes, but that's
because these people honestly show up there cannot sing a note and think they're gonna nail it.
And then they walk out of there mad. These judges don't know what they're talking about. And it's like,
right.
They do.
What's worse is their parents are like, I can't believe that happened to you. Your parents have lied to you, my friend.
Well, their parents might be as tone deaf as they are.
Right. That must be it. But that you know what it is? It's all about the self-esteem movement. This is all started like in the 80s with the self. We want children to feel good about themselves, right? We don't care whether or not they've actually, you should feel good about yourself when you accomplish something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. It shouldn't be you wake up in the morning and you feel good about yourself and nobody ever wants you to have a bad time and everybody gets a trophy and everybody gets a pumpkin at the pumpkin patch and everybody gets rewarded for everything in life. That's not the way life goes.
Oh, we got somebody in our chat. Quick Rick is saying, come on, Heidi, just let your hair down and belt out a tune.
You know, I used to do it for a living, but I'm not going to do it now.
I was going to say, didn't you used to sing?
Not going to do it now. Although I did surprise people last time I did karaoke a couple years ago, I actually sang Heart of Glass by Blondie. It's actually easier to sing than you'd think. Because it's all falsetto. The comment line, somebody said, Heidi, do you lip sync at church? No, I don't sing at all at church because the music we play at our church is so bad, I refuse to sing along. I refuse to participate.
I'm sorry it's like that.
repeat the same line again and again and again. You are holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy. I'm holy out of this room in about 1 second.
7-Eleven songs. 7 words, 11 times.
Yes. These are not God-honoring songs, my friends. They do not. They have no lyrics. They have no melody. And they're repetitious. If we're going to do that, then let's just do Love and Touch and Squeeze It. Na, 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 na. Let's just do that for 20 minutes. That's more entertaining to me than some of the stuff. Okay, I'm out. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. Brad, thanks for being here. I appreciate you. Stay tuned for Mark Reardon, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.